88 IUP. Control for the Aries and Brief Net that we have on Sundays at 7:30. Open to all. And I will start taking check-ins now if anybody would like to check into the net. KB8IEP.
November 8th, Golf Bravo Uniform, Mike.
Whiskey 6, Lima Delta Sierra, Lucas.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu, Darren.
Mike, I didn't get all of your call. Can you back off the mic just a little bit? I heard Mike in there, but I didn't get all your call, Mike. If you could come back with it again, please.
Hi, it's November 8th, Golf Bravo Uniform.
Okay, copy that. Thanks, Mike. And I heard Lucas in there and Darren. Thank you for checking in. Are there any other check-ins?
Good evening, this is Kilowatt Delta 8 Uniform Oscar Uniform, Reed Romeo in the Echo Delta.
Okay, the one before Steve, WATER, can you come back with your name, please?
Yes, that's Reed Romeo, India Echo Delta.
Copy that, Reed. Thank you. And thanks for checking in, Steve, WATER. Are there other check-ins?
KD8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, Rich.
Kilo Delta 8, Kilo X-ray Delta, Skeet.
WD8 MXR, name is Brian.
Okay, I copy Rich, Skeet, and Brian. Any others to check in? Tonight we're just going to kind of give it an open forum tonight. Just would like to thank everyone that helped last night with the parade and the 5K run in Maumee. Had a good turnout. Went very well from the beginning to the end. And sometimes we need to remember to keep our transmissions short and brief to the point. And but we all did a good job last night, and thank everyone for helping out with that. It makes it easy when we get enough people to help out, and makes it easier for the net control also. Thanks to Charles that doesn't have his call yet, but he was in the class. He's just waiting to get his call, and he helped out with Chuck Effick, KB8 FXJ, with the parade route, and he did a really good job with helping out there. So thanks, Charles, for volunteering for that. And I'm going to go ahead and open it to anybody that has any questions, suggestions, anything they'd like to talk about with Aries. KB8 IEP, net control.
This is KD8 UAU.
Thanks, Reed, for checking in. Got you checked in.
Oh, hey, Brenda, I got that paperwork. And all I need to do is send it out to you. The registration form. 88 UE.
Okay, that's fine. No problem. Out there with any comments or inquiries or questions or anything of that nature? KB8 IEP.
WATER.
WATER, go ahead.
Okay, well, I was late arriving to the Aries meeting on Saturday, but nonetheless, one of the things I think you covered, or anyways we got accomplished, was programming of the hospital radio. So that was kind of a process. And one of the interesting things is getting them all, and I believe there's 9 of them, maybe more. But anyways, getting them all in sync with all the same channels and same frequencies, and then created a frequency list that you could look at while you're looking at the radio. And if you can see what channel you're on the radio, that will coincide with the frequency list as well. So the frequency list not only has the frequencies, it also has a brief explanation of what it is or where it should be going to. So if anybody needs any of that, they can send me an email. My call, WATER @ARRL.net, and I could send you a list of the frequency sheet. And if you have an ID 880, I've got the programming for that, and you could get that programmed into your radio, WATER.
Okay, thanks, Steve, on that. And yeah, the frequency list will be available if need be. Brian, would you like to say anything about our test next Saturday, the hospital radio test?
Okay, Brenda, thanks. This is WD at MXR. Before I get onto that, let me follow up with something Steve said. We did get all 12 of the ASPR radios, the so-called hospital radios, together at the meeting, and they are all now programmed with the same frequencies and channels. We also had a chance, because it was in my possession, to get Toledo Hospital's own radio program the same way. So when I get that back to them, this is their backup 2-meter 440 radio. It's a D-Star. There'll be 13 hospital radios that are in sync. One of the interesting things that I found out, I didn't bring my 880 to be programmed. I figured I'll do it at home. I'll use the cloning feature and either use the grab-and-go radio or the UTMC radio and just program my radio. All of the boxes have what we've called a radio-to-radio cloning cable. The problem is, as I found out yesterday evening, that cable is a mono cable, and it requires a stereo cable to do that radio-to-radio cloning. Go through the speaker jacks on both radios. I have no idea where those mono cables came from. Steve doesn't remember either. We certainly didn't buy them. I know that. And I don't think they're the original ICOM cables either. Those cables seem to run anywhere from $17 to $20 to $30 a piece, and I know we didn't buy 12 of those. I checked the invoices. So if anyone is ever thinking of getting their own 880 clone from a hospital radio, don't try it with the cloning cable, radio-to-radio cloning cable, that is in the equipment box. It's not going to work. WDMXR. Let me get over the time here. Okay, regarding the test next Saturday morning, again, let's plan on getting to the hospitals and getting on the air about 10 o'clock. We'll keep it relatively simple. We'll try to liaise with the NorpNet. I think Steve will probably be on that net. If I can get a 40-meter antenna up sometime this week, I might try that too. But hopefully by then, all the radios will have been returned to their home, as it were. And if anyone wants to volunteer to go to a hospital, again, I would urge you to carry your LCAS ID card, as well as a driver's license and your amateur radio license. Security at the hospitals is probably going to get tighter and tighter as we go along. And so they will be expecting us to be carrying that kind of identification for the most part. I know it varies from hospital to hospital, but be prepared to really prove who you are and why you need to get to the radio equipment. I don't think we need to have a list of who's going to go where to the hospitals. We don't usually have that many people involved to have a long list and sort of farm it out to individuals. But if several people want to go to the same hospital, that's fine. The more people that we have familiar with one or more hospitals is a good thing. So we'll do a keep it relatively simple next Saturday. Again, we probably won't get into the D-Star part of the radio. We certainly won't get into FL-Digi part of the radio. So just be prepared to maybe check out a few of the frequencies, and we'll go from there. This is WDMXR. Back to net control. Thanks, Brenda.
Thanks, Brian, for giving us all that information. And if you're available next Saturday, be there and ready to go. At it would probably be good to let Brian know that you're going to be at a particular hospital, so he has an idea of how many we're going to have out there. I know we're going to do different modes of operation at different times. It's not going to be, all like Brian said, all on the same day. We're going to do one mode at a time, and eventually we'll get through all of those modes. So if you can help, it would be good to let Brian know so he has some idea of who's going to be available. But if you can help out next Saturday, that would be great. Again, he said at 10 o'clock to be at the hospitals. This is KB8 IEP Net Control. Any other check-ins or comments?
Brenda, this is KD8 WCB. Rich?
Go ahead, Rich.
I just wanted to make a comment about the Saturday meeting. I thought Zach did a very good job of cloning up all those radios. He's very efficient with that computer. And I kind of agree with Brian about not using one of the 880 hospital units to clone up. You never know when somebody puts a cable in the wrong spot. We'd hate to corrupt the frequencies or, worse yet, damage the radios by trying to clone to something it won't go to. I think the best way would be like Brian said, if you wanted to get a hold of a listing of those channels or frequencies, would be best to get a hold of Steve, W-A-T-E-R. I think that would be the best route, safest route for the equipment. KD8WCB, back to net.
Thanks, Rich. Yeah, I do agree with you on that. Get a hold of Steve, because we don't want those out where they shouldn't be. And make sure that you got the right frequencies for, you know, whatever mode we're going to be using and everything. So, again, if you need those lists, contact Steve, W-A-T-E-R. Any other comments, questions, queries for the ArriesNet?
N-H-E-V-U.
W-A-T-E-R.
I didn't catch that first one. Can you come back again, please?
Oh, this is N-H-E-V-U, Brenda.
Ed.
Yeah, I was just kind of wondering if it would be possible if there was enough interest to get somebody put on a FEMA class to get a couple of certifications like they did in Monroe. For some of the other people, I went up there to Monroe, and they did a very good job, and that's how I got my certifications. And I thought, you know, I was thinking about that, you know, maybe that'd be a good way to get some done down here.
You were a little hard to understand. Can you maybe back off the mic a little bit? I didn't quite get what you were talking about.
I was talking about the FEMA certifications. I was wondering if it's possible to get somebody to put on a class for the to get those certifications. I did go up to the one they had in Monroe. And they did a very good job, and I was just kind of curious maybe if there was enough interest maybe getting a class going for that.
That's a good idea. I am not aware of any of the FEMA classes right now in our area, but I can check into it, and I can let everyone know what I find out. Again, they are on the FEMA website. You can do it from home, about an hour and a half. And but I can check in to see if anybody would be interested in doing a class on it. Okay?
Okay, dope. This is NHGBU, back to net control.
Okay, thank you. And Steve, W-A-T-E-R.
Okay, first I had a question for Rich, KD8WCB. Rich, did you get a chance to try to check into the 440 repeater that was in Uptown Maumee?
Not today, I did not, no.
Okay, I was wondering if you were able to reach it from your home QTH.
When the net's over, give me that frequency again you want me to check, and I'll see if I can ring it up. I don't think it'll be a problem, though.
Okay, that would be interesting. The frequency is 444.5125, and it has a PL of 103.5.
Okay, Steve, I'll go ahead and give that a try after the net is over. KD8WCB, back to net.
Okay, thanks, Rich. And let's see, the next thing was I was going to ask anybody if they had tried that. That was something that we were doing a little bit of experimentation with, and the repeater is actually located. The antenna is on top of the Maumee Police Station. And that's the antenna that we were using for the repeater. And it seems like we had pretty good coverage with that. Now, the repeater is a bit narrow-banded, but so the audio quality was not perfect. But I'll tell you what, if for used communications, one was able to communicate through it, and one was able to understand the transmitting station. So All in all, I think that was a good success. And so that's what we had for that. And, of course, thanks to everybody who participated with the event. A little bit chilly out there, but, of course, if you dressed for it, you didn't do too bad. And the lights were really great. That's all I had. Brenda, thanks for doing the net. WATER back to net control.
Okay, Steve, thanks. And if any of you wanted to, I noticed in the paper today that they had a couple pictures from the parade, but they said if you go to theblade.com, you can see more pictures. So if you wanted to see any more of the parade, you can do that. It was a nice night for it. It wasn't real cold. At least it wasn't rainy like it was Friday night. I know my granddaughter was in the Fallen Timbers parade, and it was raining and cold and miserable. But last night was pretty decent. Wasn't real cold, real warm, but at least Steve, TVW, and myself was warm in the police command truck, so that worked real well. Any other comments for the net? KB8IUP.
KUU, request an IM with Steve.
Call your station.
This is
KDA UOU. KDA UOU, here is WATER. Good evening, Reed. Go ahead.
Steve, if you want to send me those frequencies my way, I plan on picking up the ID or IC-880. Willing to pay my set comes through from work and everything goes well. So I believe you do have my email, so if you want to send me those frequencies and channels, go ahead. This is KDUU.
Okay, Reed, I'll get them off in an email to you tonight. WATER.
Thank you, Steve. This is KDUU. Thank you, Control.
Okay, are there any other comments for the net tonight? WTER, can you explain the narrow banding on that repeater?
Okay, I'll do my best here. Actually, it's an old repeater, and it wasn't really meant to be narrow banded, but it had been used for experimental purposes for other modes. In any event, on FM, on the ham bands, the bandwidth is about 25 kilohertz, and this was narrow banded down to 12.5, about half of that. So it doesn't sound, your sound quality goes down as it gets narrower and narrower because you're trying to put more and more information into a smaller spot. So you're going to lose a little bit of something on that. So that's what it was. Had it been a normal amateur radio repeater, it probably would have sounded a lot better, but in no way inhibited the reception or transmission of the signals. So as far as, you know, the power out, power in, what it was hearing, it was doing quite well. It had a good coverage for a footprint. It covered I think the farthest I could say to the south-southeast was over at the Bass Pro. That was a solid copy on low power, and then we had a station up by the Michigan line that was running low power as well. So that was into it. So that's pretty good coverage at 65 feet. Not bad at all. Hope that helps, WATER.
Okay, Steve, thanks a lot. And, I mean, Chuck was mentioning that not a lot of people have the narrow band radio, so might not be able to either hear it or get into it. So thanks a lot for that explanation. And I'd like to thank everyone that came to the meeting yesterday. We had a really good turnout. We had Ron there doing ID badges for Aries. So if you don't have an ID badge, make sure you come to our next meeting in January. And we'll make sure that you get your ID badge. And we did do a new registration form for Aries, so that needs to be filled out too. And there will not be a meeting in December because of the holiday. So we will meet again in January. Same place, St. Luke's Hospital, 9 o'clock in the private dining room in the basement. And that's the fourth Saturday of the month. So that's January 23rd, which is also, there's going to be a mini field day at the Maumee Library that same day at 9 o'clock. They're going to start setting up at 9. So if you're interested in that, it's a fun day to go inside and be warm and get on the radio and have some food and good fellowship with everyone. Any other comments? KB8IUP.
QBH, late check-in.
Okay, and the name is?
That's Jim out here in Oregon.
Okay, Jim, thank you for checking in.
WD8IOL would also like to check in.
Okay, James, thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. There is nothing further for the Aries in Brief Net. Again, we try to keep this just to a half hour on Sunday nights before the Elmer's Newcomers Net. So with that, if there's no other comments, I'll wait for a minute or so and close this one down. KP8IUP. Other comments. Thank everyone for checking in tonight. We rushed home to get the net going here tonight. We were out to dinner with relatives from Georgia, so made it back in time, and we will be on the net again next Sunday, same time, 7:30, and appreciate all the check-ins and all the comments. It's always good to hear from those out there listening. And with that, we'll turn it over to the Elmers and Newcomers Net and at 8 o'clock, and I will close this KB8IUP net control. Back to net. Our frequency is back in use.
This is KD8WBZ, is a frequency in use. I'll now open up the Newcomers and Elmers Net. CQ, 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 calling for this session of the Newcomers and Elmers Net. This net meets every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. We meet here on a TMRA repeater at 147270 with a plus offset of 600 kilohertz with a PL tone of 103.5 for transmit. If your net control of this session is KD8WBZ, my name is Darren, and I'm located in Waterville, Ohio. This is a directed net, which means net control will control all activities. Do we have anyone out there who would like to be net control?
W-A-T-E-R. Darren, I'll be your alternate net control.
Copy, W-A-T-E-R. Thanks, Steve. Hold on here. New to the amateur radio hobby or just feel a little bit inexperienced, do you have any questions? Then this net's for you. The purpose of this net is to encourage all radio newcomers or anyone with questions about the hobby to have a comfortable place to learn and gain experience. We are also encouraging participation for folks who want to help others learn with their amateur radio needs and hobby. These are the Elmers, someone who passes along helpful knowledge and experience to other hams. Mistakes are welcome. Trust me, I will probably make quite a few of them doing this since this is my first net control. We all still make mistakes. This is how we learn to improve. If you're listening and don't have your license yet, you're still encouraged to join us each week on its repeater until you do. If this is your first time checking into a net, rest assured, you're among friends. Each week, we will have a topic of discussion to guide the net, but let me emphasize, all questions are welcome. If we cannot come up with an answer right away, we will find out for the next week. This is an interactive net, and remember, old adage applies, only the real dumb questions are one never asked. Tonight's topic will be, what do you use or what do you have for your logbook software in your computer? For me, I seem to use a lot of my and all go-to always seems to be logbook of the world, but usually I have three others. I'm sort of obsessive-compulsive about that. I usually I use QRZ.com, the old pen and paper when I'm doing phone, and or EQSLCC, but that usually all goes all the way back to an ADIF file that I usually send over to logbook of the world. I just was doing a little research on this topic, and I just noticed that there's quite a few different programs, logbook programs, rig control programs. They all seem to be intertwined with each other to help you out with your logbook needs. With that, I'm going to start checking in, so please give me your call and your name slowly. I remember, this is my first time at it, so I'm going to be writing away here. So the first five check-ins, please come now.
November 8th, Bravo Uniform, Mike.
Delta Sierra, Lucas.
Good evening, Darren. This is Kilowatt Delta 8 Uniform.
We had a pretty good double there. That's why I stopped there. First group, I know I heard Lucas. I need your sign there, Lucas.
W6LDS, Whiskey 6, Lima, Delta, Sierra.
Copy the Whiskey 6 LDS. You're in the net. And there was one, just the one that doubled with Lucas. I got N8, and I lost you all right there. Could you repeat, please?
This is November 8th, Golf Bravo Uniform, Mike.
All right, Mike, you're in the net. Read your KD8UOU.
Affirmative.
Copy that. Any more check-ins to the net? First, for your call sign and your first name, slowly, please.
Second, Rob.
Copy. KV8P Rob.
KC8TVW Steve.
X-ray Delta, Skeet, short time.
Derek, you had a double between Skeet and Steve, TVW.
Skeet, may I have your call sign there quick? You were sort of doubled.
Kilo Delta 8, Kilo X-ray Delta, Skeet, short time.
Copy that, Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey X-ray Delta. I also copy KC8TVW, Steve. Any more check-ins?
Dan, KEAQE, short time.
November 8, Whiskey Alpha Charlie. Name is Tony.
Copy, KEAUE, Dan, short time. I'll get back to you as fast as possible. And November 8, WAC, Tony, copy you. More check-ins for the newcomers in ElmersNet. Please come now, please, with your call sign and first name slowly.
Kilo 8. Papa Romeo Golf, Rick, short time.
This is KD8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, Rich in Grand Rapids.
Copy the Kilo 8, Papa Radio Golf, Rick, short time. I'll get back to you. And KD8WCB, Rich in Grand Rapids, got you in the net. Any more for the newcomers in Elmer's net? Your call sign and first name slowly, please. Now I'll go back later to see if anybody wants to join who may have joined late. Tonight's subject is logging and logbook software, preferably. I noticed while looking through a bunch of files and online that there's anybody and everybody offering logbook software. To me, I got my favorite logbook of the world. Seems to be the end all, but usually I have everything in triplicate in case I happen to lose something or I do something really stupid, which I seem to do every once in a while, and I lose one or the other. So I pretty much have two or three different logbook softwares to back up. Two of them are online, which is EQSLCC. I don't use that as my main one, or QRZ.com. They usually offer two decent logbooks, but like I said, everything I do with digital ends up into Logbook of the World. So with that, I'm going to get the short timers here and see what they use. So I'll start with Dan, KE8UE, short time. What do you use for your logbook? Pen and paper, any of the software, or got anything else to add or any announcements?
Well, I just wanted to let, first of all, on the announcement then, let everybody know that there is no tech meeting this month. Due to all the holidays and parties and everything that people are in Christmas shopping. So we generally don't have that. Now, that gets that out of the way. As far as logging, I've been logging in paper log. All my HF through 6 meters. And I do log some of the 2-meter, 440, and above if it is something that I don't usually transmit, you know, that it's a little band opening or whatever, I will start logging them. But generally, I don't log, you know, a above, 2 meters and above. I do log everything else, and it's a paper log. I do have a few in Ham Radio Deluxe, the free version, which I'll probably think on getting the new version and buying it and going from there. But that's about the sum of it there, Darren. KD8WBZ, KE8UE.
Thank you, Dan, for KUE. Yeah, I got that free Ham Radio Deluxe sample for rig control. I see they got the logbook there. I haven't tried it out, so maybe one of these times I'll look at it and see how easy it is to transfer everything to one area, like I said. And Rick, K8PRG, your short time. What do you use for logbook? Do you use the pen and paper, or do you use software? If you do, what software would you like to use? Or do you got any announcements or other questions on your mind? It's K8WBZ.
K8PRG. I'm mainly CW. I was finding that it was kind of clumsy for me anyhow to manage an online logbook. Along with trying to manage contact being new and all. So I simplified it recently to the paper log. I just like having it in front of me at any angle I want, and I don't know. I just feel more comfortable with it, and it seems to be working out real well for me. And I'm liking it, so I'll probably just stick with it until I figure out a better idea. I know that being the online logs, but again, I just wasn't comfortable with them. So that's about all I have. K8PRG, back to net.
My job there, yeah, nothing. You can never beat pen and paper there, because you always have it there. You can write it in, especially CW. I can see how that can be a little bit interesting. You already got one hand used up for the keyer. You got to listen into what they're transmitting back to you. So, yeah, I can see how paper log would be really, really, really best suited for that. I use paper log for a lot of my phone, but eventually, sooner or later on my downtime, I'll end up throwing it into the computer just for backup. I just like to back myself up. Like I said, I got an OCD on that idea. So I'm going to go up to the top of the list here to the my alternate net control, WATER. Steve, I know you got a bunch of, you probably do everything there. So what do you do for logbook software, or do you got any announcements or any other questions for anybody out there? It's KDWBZ to WATER.
Hey, KDWBZ from WATER. You're doing great, Darren. Logbooks. Well, I've since when I started amateur radio, I was keeping a log in a paper log, and I got involved with Mars, and Mars requires a log as well, and that's primarily HF. And like Dan, I normally don't log anything on VHF, UHF, local stuff. If I'm working the simplex national calling frequency, like 146.520, I'll note that. But for the most part, paper log, it's just simpler for me. Oftentimes I'm running FL Digi and so forth. I don't have anything set up for that. But logging using the computer is probably a real good idea, especially if you're doing contesting. For what I do, it's probably overkill. So I try to keep my logs right in the logbook and note it as the stations come around. And as far as the Mars stations and so forth, You're actually required to maintain a log there. Here, you're in the amateur bands. You're not necessarily required, I don't think. But it's a good idea to keep an idea of who you contacted and so forth. It also acts as a kind of a legal binding thing as well. You can account for your time with it. You can account for who you've talked to. And it's always interesting because when you get those QSL cards, it's like, I don't remember talking to this guy. You better check the log. And surprise, surprise, you look back a couple of years and sure enough, you did have that QSL. So I'm the old school type. Not that I think there's anything wrong with the computer stuff. I've just never taken the time to try to pursue that. KD8WBZW8TER.
I understand that. Like I said, you know, the paper, pen and paper usually come in handy, especially when you're doing phone or phone style contacts where just writing it down, you can write it down a lot faster than typing it in. Like, you already got one hand doing the mic, so a little bit hard to do that. And for me, for all my digital work, like FL Digi, I got that all set up to just send the log to Logbook of the World or send it to an ADIF file, which I can later on send to Logbook of the World at the end of my session. So, understand that. Who do I got next here? NABU, Mike. What do you use for logging, or where do you log? If not that, you got any announcements or any other questions for the net?
This is NATBU. Actually, I use a number of logging programs depending on the situation. For contesting, I use N1MM Plus, and then FL Digi when I do digital communications, and then I'm trying to think of the other one, but I do use, after everything is said and done, I do a ADIF file, put them all together, and then put them on Ham Radio Deluxe's log, which is a really beautiful log program, and then I, once they're all together, I run another ADIF file, and load it up to Logbook of the World, and then EQSL. And then I also back it up on the cloud with either Dropbox or something like that.
Nice to hear that. I do about the same thing there. Every once in a while, I try to catch somebody trying to slip me a, tell me that they talked to me or they heard me talking to someone else, so they try to get a contact off me through one of the two systems. But not too often, but it does happen. It does. It's nice little checks and balances, but like Steve said, sometimes the paper log will help out too. I've used that to back some of my stuff up where I've had instances like that. Who's next here? W6LDS. Lucas, what do you use for logbooks now that you're a new general? You're probably getting it all together, got your new paper logbook going, might have a program going. What do you use for your logbook software, or to use paper, or do you got any questions, queries, or any announcements for the net? This is KD8WBZ.
This is W6LDS. Well, I plan to use, again, a little bit of everything. Logbook of the World, once I get all that set up, EQSL, there's also N3JSE software, I believe it is. That's what we use on field day. He has a bunch of software for sweepstakes or, North American single sideband QSO party or something like that. So I plan to use a little bit of everything, including paper, but maybe not all at the same time when I'm making one contact. So, again, a little bit of everything. This is W6LDS.
Good day. Good deal. Good deal. Glad to hear it. Yeah, when you get in there, you'll find your favorites, but you're going to find out Logbook of the World seems to be the one everybody goes, most of the people go to, but everybody seems to have their preferences. When you get QSLs, you're going to see some people say, I don't want Logbook of the World, I want direct QSL card. Or some of them are like, they only do EQSL, some of them only do QRZ.com. So as you go through and do your DXing, you'll see who likes what and where, or how they like to have you QSL them one way or another. This is KD8WBZ for the newcomers and ElmersNet. Do I have any more check-ins? I need your call sign and your first name slowly, please.
K8PRG, question.
Kilo Delta 8 Uniform Oscar Tango 1. Good evening to all.
N-H-Y-A-E, Mike.
K-8-P-R-G, I'll hold for your question here. KD8UOT1, I got you checked in. And N-8-Y-A-E, Mike, I got you checked in. Is there any more for checking in for the newcomers in ElmersNet? Please give me your call sign and your first name slowly, please. At this moment, K8PRG, please put your question out there for anybody out there who could answer it for you. Go ahead.
K8PRG here. I helped out a little bit at this past summer's museum ships, Great Lakes Museum Ships special event, and we were logging calls in on a internet program of some sort that I thought was pretty slick. It worked really well, and of course I was very new to any of that stuff at that time, but I remember that one really working well. I was wondering if someone could tell me just what specific program that was. I'd like to check that out sometime. K8PRG, back to that.
W6LDS. W6LDS, go.
That would be, N3JFP software. I don't know the specific software. I don't know if it was even specific for that contest, but yeah, it was N3JFP amateur radio contact log software or something.
NAGBU.
NAGBU, go ahead.
Basically, I come from the SKCC group, State Key Century Club. You have to go up there and join them, and they give you a number, you register, and then download the logging program, and then anybody else that's registered with them, if you make contact with them, you enter their call, everything else will pop up.
Yeah, I copy that. I think it's the way it sounds like the same software we used for the field day. And, yeah, it does work nicely. Our club has, or W8HHF has the, you know, we all logged in with them, and we all logged in as that one entity. So I believe that's it. Does that satisfy you there, K8PRG, Rick?
That's an affirmative. Thanks. K8PRG, back to net.
Good deal, good deal. This is KD8WBZ for the newcomers in ElmersNet. Next on it is KD8UOU, Reed. Reed, what do you use? Pen and paper, or what logbook software do you use? Or if not, you got any questions for the net or any announcements? It's KD8WBZ to KD8UOU, Reed.
Good job, Darren. Right. We're on the next day. The the two methods I use, I believe, and I hold firm, and I agree with Steven when I say I use the old pen and paper. Hi. But I also use QRZ and e-logs. But one of the announcements that I like to make, and I know Steve, my buddy out there, and he knows this, I'm going on a year at Miser already. So that's the announcement that I have. And like I said, good evening to one out there, all of my friends. And like I said, those are the two logs that I use. With that, I'll throw that back over to you, Jared. This is KDQEU badge in the control.
Good job there, Reed. Yes, like you said, pen and paper, nothing can beat it. You always can store it. Don't have to worry about storing it, having your computer memory all used up. That brings me to the next, KV8P, Rob. I'm sure you've got plenty of software you use, and if you do, what are your favorite ones, or what do you find the easiest to use? If not, got any questions, comments, or any announcements for the net? This is KDWBZ to KV8P.
Thanks, Darren. You're running this like a pro tonight, so fantastic. Different tools for different uses. I do a lot of remote use, so because of that, I like putting things right into the internet. So the advantage in that is that I don't have to worry about the backups. They do. I've lost a lot of logs over the years, and it's sad because some of the things from the late 80s, early 90s are gone. So now I keep backups keep CD backups and whatnot, but I rely on QRZ.com to log some things for me, assuming it's not a contest. And I usually chase one station at a time, so I'm looking for a new piece of DX, a new country. So it's not that hard to enter, and I have a QRZ.com set up to auto-transfer my logs to over to the Logbook of the World, so then I don't have to worry about it. It just does it. So for contests, I've used some different software over the years. I haven't done a contest lately. I'm really thinking, I was really impressed with what we used at Field Day, so I may actually switch to that for contest logs. So that's about it from my end. Have a good week, everyone. KV8P.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I do the same thing. Like you said, sometimes it's just easier to just put it in one logbook and have it filter down all the way down the Logbook of the World. I've already burned up two hard drives on this computer, so trust me, this hasn't been fun with this thing. So having triplicates has been my feature here, especially having an external hard drive, has really been my feature here. So yeah, I know where you're coming from. This is KD8WBZ for ID, and next on the list is KC8TVW, Steve. I know you use a little bit of logging software. If not, got any comments, queries, or any announcements for the net? As KD8WBZ to KC8TVW.
Well, you're doing a fine job tonight, Darren. The logging I use depends on the mode. VHF, UHF, I tend not to log unless it's something special, some DX, if you will, or CW or anything like that. For digital stuff, I use FL Digi. The stuff is in there automatically. It takes nothing to log it, so I don't do anything on the internet. Everything I've got is on my hard drive or paper, which is where I keep my CW stuff. So I've been doing CW on paper for 30 years, no point in changing over now. So, but the digital I use FL Digi, and the VHF, UHF I tend not to. As far as announcements, the second Saturday in January, unless TER tells me differently, is a FL Digi intro class, and that will be following the BE exam session out at the number 2 fire station out there in Maumee. So bring your laptops, and we'll have the software and try to get you up and running. So that's all from this end. KC8TVW, back to that.
It's great to hear, KC8TVW. Yes, I do recommend anybody who has not taken any FL Digi or done any FL Digi who wants to learn. His classes got me into FL Digi, and now I know a little bit more better, a lot more better than what I did before. His classes are helped me get into FL Digi, and now I sort of like can't stop doing it. Now I'm doing a lot more into the digital world here. So anybody who wants to learn anything about PSK, JT, anything like that, his classes are the best to go to. This is KD8WBZ for ID. Next on the list will be KD8WXD, Skeet. Skeet, you got any, what do you use for your logbook, or what program do you use for your logs? If not, do you got any questions or announcements for the net? This is KD8WBZ to KD8WXD.
Yeah, Darren, you're doing a fantastic job. And just a correction on the call, Kilo Delta 8, Kilo X-ray Delta. And I use paper for HF, and I do not log generally 2-meter and 440 unless it's something out of the ordinary. Other than that, that's all I have, and I'd like permission to be able to secure my station. KD8KXD, back to net control.
You got permission to secure your station. Yeah, sorry about the call mix-up. Like I said, I'm going to mess up sooner or later. There we go. Yeah, I understand the paper. Like I said, when I do phone contacts, I usually write everything down on paper, and I still have all my paper logs when I make contacts with the phone. But eventually, I usually transfer them into Logbook of the World straight there. So that's about it. That leads me to NAWAC. Tony, what do you use for your logbook? Do you use pen and paper? And if you use software, what are your favorites? And if none of those, do you got any questions, comments, or any announcements for the net? This is KD8WBZ to NAWAC.
First of all, add a little comment about the FL Digi class. Highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. It opens up a whole new world in amateur radio. Took me a couple of years. I kicked around a couple of years. Should I or shouldn't I? And boy, once I got into some of these digital modes, it just opened up a whole new horizon. Highly recommend it. As for vlogs, I use paper. EQSL. A couple years ago I tried some of the software, and it was just, for me, it was time consuming. I'm not much of a typist. Paper I find is much easier, much faster, especially on 6 meters. Sometimes you get a 6-meter opening, and you get it kind of makes you feel, at times, it makes you feel like you're on a de-expedition. You're a little island out in the middle of nowhere, and everybody wants to get a hold of you. Might last 5 or 10 minutes, but there's just no way I'd be able to keep up with logging if it weren't for a pencil and paper. That's just me. But maybe get somebody out there who can type a little faster. But, yep, pencil, paper, EQSL, and that's about it. For me, it's simplicity. November 8, Whiskey Alpha Charlie.
Nothing wrong there. Like, seems like pen and paper is everybody's favorite. No problem there. A lot easier to do, especially when you're doing phone or CW. Some of the digitals usually have you go straight in, but like you said, pen and paper is the best way to go, and that seems to be the best way to go. I want to take a break here to see if there's any more check-ins. This is KDWBZ for the newcomers in ElmersNet. I would like to have your call sign and your first name solely if you're checking in late to the net. Come now, please.
Kilo Delta 8 Echo Victor November Dave.
Delta 8, Whiskey, Bravo, Yankee, Ed.
Okay, I'm going to acknowledge KD8EVN, Dave, you're in, checked into the net. W8ASYD, Mike, portable, you're checked into the net. I'm going to probably get to you quickly since you're portable. And KD8WBY, Ed, got you checked into the net. I had some static there. I don't know if anybody out there caught who was trying to check in. If not, can anybody relay who was trying to check in? You had a lot of static. You're just tickling the repeater, but not getting your voice through. KDWBZ, come now, please. We're not quite getting you. Getting a little static, broken up here and there, no voice. If you could boost the power or move to a different location, give you one more try. If anybody out there can relay or hear them, please give me a little help here. This is KWBZ. I'm not hearing nothing. I'll try again. We'll try again a little bit later. Give it a try. I'm going to go back up to Mike, W8SYD, since he's portable. Today's topic is logbook or logbook software. What do you use for a logbook, pen or paper? Or if you got any software, what's your favorite software? If not, if anything else, you got any questions, comments, or any announcements for the net?
Okay, Darren, as long as you're copying okay, hope so. At the moment, I use pen and paper, not pencil. I use pencil, but pen, permanent. Big thing, pens, too, glide easier on paper. You know, it's not a friction thing anymore. It rolls along. I've been tempted to do something. In fact, I've been tempted actually to write a small Excel routine and use that as opposed to a commercial software. Maybe even with a front page on it, like a pseudo form that you would fill out. So if you click next, you get like a equivalent of a blank sheet of paper. I have even thought about using a stylus on an old cell phone or a tablet or something like that to use that instead of a pen with optical character recognition. So you could write it like it was a piece of paper, and it would get imported as printing until you had typed it in. The best of both worlds. I haven't done anything like that yet, but just thinking about it. W8SYD.
Well, that's a new way of doing it. Excel, I've heard of Excel and using Excel instead of using everybody's little software program. Just use Excel as some of your ideas. If I'm not technically that technically really not that technical, so unfortunately I'm technically challenged, I was trying to say. So it's going to take me a little while to get into that. But that's great, though. It's KDWBZ for Newcomers and Elmer's Net. I'm going to go all the way up here to KD8WCB Rich. What do you use for logbook software? Or if you got any comments or any announcements, please come out, please. KDWBZ to KD8WCB.
Thank you, Darren. You're doing a great job. Really are. Software, I don't really use any specific software on a computer. I was using Excel for a while, but, you know, all it takes one slip of the key and you wind up wasting and losing the whole thing. Then my computer crashed, so that all went away and didn't have it backed up. So I use ARRL Logbook, and I find that's about the best for me. I use a pen and pencil. When I'm using FL Digi, I just go ahead and do the recording in FL Digi. It's got a nice little program, does it there for me. And I'm like everybody else, you know, if I recorded everything that was on UHF, VHF, I'd be burning up tablets and tablets of paper. And I only record the stuff that's unique, like the one day I was talking to the pilot over Columbus. He was putting out 10 watts on 2 meters, and, well, he was just as clear as a bell. So that I would record. The rest of them, they're great communication, and I know they're always there, but I don't take the time to write all of them down. I do keep track of what days I have the shop open. I may not record everything, but I just say, you know, hey, I was here at the key at that day, and just leave it go with that. That's about all I do, Darren. Doing a good job. This is KD8WCB. Back to Darren. Back to net.
Rich, yeah, I know what that means. I know what that's like, especially when you're playing around with the repeater with it, with the 2 meter and the 70 centimeter. It just makes you really don't really need to log much of that. You know, it's hard to log when you're driving and you're using your mobile or so on and so forth. So yeah, I know what you mean there. Which brings me now to KD8UOT Juan. How you doing there, Juan? What do you use for your logging? Do you go pen and paper, or if you use software, what's your favorite software? This is KD8WBZ to KD8UOT.
KD8WBZ, good evening. Good to hear you out there, Darren. Thanks for taking up the net. This is KD8UOT. I do the paper and pencil thing, start it with it, still with it. I do, I always, you know, like, I always have it on the desk, so I'm a hard one that, memory, you know, so if I'm talking to you, unless I know you really well or know you and I know your call really well, I normally don't log that in, you know, for, 2 meter or 440, you know, but most of the time, just out of practice, just out of habit, actually, I log it down. Log down to your call sign, the time, the frequency, all that stuff, you know, it's just out of habit now. I've been doing it since I heard about that, don't necessarily have to, but should. So I've been doing that, and I use started out with a QRZ. So what I do when I'm chasing is I write it down, get my log in order, you know, get it all the way I want it there, so that I can just write it down, and then I look up the contact on QRZ, get him off, and then I call him and make the contact. And once I clear the contact, then I just log it into QRZ, and it's there on QRZ and on my paper. And I did have a logbook of the world, but since I haven't been chasing, I kind of let that expire, so I'm going to have to redo that again. But I don't have any favorite, but, you know, paper and pencil is what I do. I do have one question for KC8TVW, if I may. KD8UOT, back to net.
Go ahead with your question here, Juan, KC8TVW.
KC8TVW, KD8UOT.
UOT, go.
Hey, Steve, you know, I was been working on my station, so I haven't been doing any FL Digi here lately, but I got it back up, got all that straightened out and everything. But when I bring up the program, it's telling me that it can't update. I went to looking for the website, but it doesn't seem to be the same one. There's something different there, or can you direct me, please? KD8UOT.
Yeah, I just went through that process myself. They changed where the files are stored. So you'll have to go and download the, you'll have to manually do it rather than update through the software. Right now, I don't think it's working, update through the software, but the stuff is available. You just do a search in FLDigi, and when you click on, upload or download the software, for Windows or whatever, it takes you to a new website. So that's the issue with trying to do it via the software. KC, TVW, back to that.
Very good. Okay, that's what I kind of saw there, but I wasn't certain if it was right or not. But okay, thank you very much for that. KD8UOT, back to net.
Oh, good deal. Haven't updated my FLDigi, so I'm glad I heard about that, so now I know what to do. Okay, next on the list is November 8, Yankee Alpha Echo Mike. What do you use for your software, or what do you use for your logging software, or do you just use pen and paper? And if you don't have anything about that, you got any announcements or any questions for the net? KDWBZ to N8YAE.
Good evening, Darren. Yeah, I used to have a software program. November 3 something, Foxtrot something. Had that for a while. But every time you had to update it, you had to do this, do that, and I made a mistake doing something and lost all my entries. But luckily, like everybody says, my Elmer there, N8WAC, yeah, I just use a pen and paper, got the OARRL logbook, and I use pen and paper. Used to do the logbook of the world, but that was even worse, and so I got rid of that. So just sit down with a piece of paper and that logbook, and I write everything down and send out QSL cards as needed. And I guess call me old-fashioned, but I like the logbook. Just write it down and go from there. So with that, I don't have any announcements or anything. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend, and with that, turn it back over to you there, Darren, N8YAE, back to net control.
Thank you very much. Yep, like you said, can't beat the old pen and paper. Got it right in your hand, a lot easier to write everything down. What do we got here? Next here on the list will be KD8EVN, Dave. How's it going, Dave? You got anything? What do you use for your logbook software, or do you do what half the other people do with pen and paper? And if not that, got any announcements or any questions? This is KDWBZ to KD8EVN.
Good evening, Daryl, and all the other people out there on the net. You're doing a fine job out there as net control. It's all your experience as an alternate net control is shining through, and you're doing a great job for your first time out there as net control. I was coming in from Cleveland, and I've been listening to the net on the radio in the car. Got stuck in a traffic jam that went from I-280 all the way to the Maumee exit, which should be about a 10-minute drive, and it ended up taking a half an hour. And the problem was just people exiting the turnpike caused a jam up at every exit, 280 and I-75. Luckily, Maumee didn't have that, so I could get in here and get on the net. What do I use? I use paper and pencil and the good AARL logbook. I will say that I log all contacts made in the shack, all VHF, UHF, HF. Everything gets logged, and I might be a little anal retentive on that, but I figure if I'm in the shack and I'm here, the log's here, you might as well log it in. One point that hasn't been made tonight I don't know if I've heard everything, so I'm just going to throw it out there, is that there's only two systems when you're going after awards like the Workdoll States or the DXCC award. Logbook of the World, or the actual QSL cards. And any more going after your QSL card, one, you've got to have the card, which there's a cost to that, and having it made or making your own. You've got to have postage to get it to your station, and you have to have postage back. Within the United States, you can see that I think it's around 50 cents or so now for a forever stamp. So you've got a dollar in postage plus the card and your time and everything to make it. If you're going DXCC, that can get expensive real quick with international postage to whatever country you're trying to get to around the world, and it can take a long time to get verification of the contact. And that's where I think Logbook of the World shines. I haven't started my DXCC logbook totals yet, but when I do, it will be with Logbook of the World. K8EEE has got me absolutely convinced on that. He said that is the way to go. If you're using one of the digital modes, PSK31 or whatever, with Logbook of the World, you can work on that and get the entries in there and see how your totals are and how many you need and kind of go from there. And no cost. And that starts looking pretty good when you start thinking with 100 QSL cards around the world would get awful expensive, and it could take a long, long time to get those answers back. So that's something you might want to take into consideration. But for me, it's pen and pencil, the mic in one hand, pen and pencil or in the other hand, and the paper and the log, and away we go from there. Again, Darren, outstanding job tonight on the net. You're a great example to all the other folks out there. Okay, this is KDA-EDN, back to net control.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, nothing like pen and pencil and pen and paper. Yeah, that sounds better. And Logbook of the World, I do understand that, too, for you get your DXCC and your worked all states. I also know that working with bureaus and QSL cards can be quite entertaining. You could be waiting quite a long time for your stuff to return. I've heard nightmare stories about that. Okay, now, thanks for the comments. And next on the list... KD8, Whiskey, Bravo, Yankee, Ed, what do you use to log? Do you use pen and paper? If you got any logging software that you prefer, what do you use, and what do you like about it? And if not, got any questions or any announcements, it's KD8WBZ to KD8WBY.
Well, thank you, Darren. Good evening, everyone. For logging, well, it was 2 years ago that I took Steve and Mike's class, and for Christmas I asked for an ARRL logbook. So I used the proverbial paper, unlike Mike, who doesn't make mistakes. I make lots of mistakes, so I use paper because I pencil because I can erase it and correct it. I've been looking at a suite of software called DX Lab Suite, and it helps. Helps track. I've not loaded it. I've just looked at some YouTube videos. Seems kind of interesting. I don't write very fast, and looks like I might be able to be a little faster with that. But right now, it's just pencil and paper, and I find that works pretty well, although slow. Don't have any questions this evening. As far as announcements, thank you for those that are going to be conducting the FL Digi class. I attended the class, didn't have a chance to put it into use. So I look forward to going back and again and refreshing my recollection of what we did, and then I'll have some time in January. A year ago, I thought I was going to retire, and my wife wouldn't let me. So now I am retired, and I'm looking forward to using it. So Darren, outstanding job this evening. I was coming in, as was Dave, from Cleveland, and so I've been listening longer than I've been able to talk, and outstanding job. And so everyone have a great week. KD8WBY, back to KD8WBZ.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, it's nice to hear from a call sign just above me. We were both in that same class. Yeah, nothing wrong. Like I said, I do a lot of pen and paper, but during my off time, I spend some time just throwing it into the computer, just rewriting everything I got in the pen and paper back into the computer and sending it off to Logbook of the World. All right, now that I'm at the end of the list, I'm going to make a final call for anybody want to check in to the Newcomers and Elmers Net. Please give me your call sign and your first name slowly, please.
with an announcement.
Copy that. I'll start with WATER with the Curie. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, Darren. KCTVW mentioned the date of the FL Digi class, and I did not jot it down. What was that?
DOT, I think it was the 9th.
Okay, December 9th. Thanks, Juan. WATER.
Did you say the second week of January or second week of December?
January, I believe. KD8EVN.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it's January 9th. Will be the VE testing and then the FL Digi beginner's course.
Okay, very good. Got it noted. WATER.
Copy that. KDA-EDN, go ahead with your announcement.
Yep, back up here in the shack, brought up the computer, and got some another event going on January the 9th, and it will be from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., and it's going to be the Ohio Aries VHF contest. We had VHF contest before, a local contest. And they're kind of doing the same thing. I've got all the rules and all the information on getting involved with that contest. I know that was a popular contest with a lot of the new people. And I'm hoping by January 9th, maybe we've got some of the new class on the air, and they might be interested in this. So you will be hearing more about this in the future. But again, it's the Ohio Aries VHF contest. It will be on January the 9th. And it will be from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. So you still can even hit the FL Digi class and then spend the afternoon in this contest if you want to make a total radio day. But that's the only announcement that I had come in here, and that sounds great. So back to you, Darren, KD8EVN.
Good deal. Yeah, sounds great. Can't wait to see that the rules and regulations on the next newsletter we get for the TMRA here. Okay, yeah, that's a good contest for all the newcomers there. We did a VHF simplex on the 140, and it's a fun contest. See what you can do with what little you have, especially when you're new. So I recommend that for any of you newcomers out there listening in. All right. Any more check-ins for the newcomers in ElmersNet? Please give me your call sign and your first name slowly, please.
KC2, RCU, Grant, and Williams County.
Copy to KC2 RCU Grant over in Williams County. You're coming in good here in the repeater. Any more check-ins to the newcomers in ElmersNet? Please call now. New check-ins, KC2RCU, Grant, nice area on Williams County. The topic is, what do you use for logs? Or if you use logbook software, what's your favorite one? And if anything else, you got any comments, queries, or any announcements over there in Williams County? This is KD8WBZ to KC2RCU.
First of all, I don't know what you guys did to the repeater, but you're coming coming in here tonight really strong, and I haven't been able to get into the repeater for a number of months, so really happy to be able to raise you. We need to have this contact for our Aries program, so we're glad that 2-7 is picking us up. I don't use a logging program. I usually will log onto the call sign lookup program there, or I'll use the EQSL log, so it depends on whether I'm looking for a live card or whether I'm going to do it electronically. So that's about it as far as that goes. And I have really nothing else. I just heard you coming in really loud and clear. I thought I'd see if for once we could get into your repeater, and that's great. Glad to know it's working fine, and congratulations on the work. I know there were a couple work parties up there, so it made a difference. So I'll turn it back to Net Control. This is KC2RCU. I'll be listening on the side.
Good job, Grant. KC2RCU. Glad to see you make it all right here in Williams County. Yeah, I found a bad connection to my antenna, and I sort of shortened the coax here, and somehow I made it out to the Findlay repeater, and I went all the way up to the Wyandotte, Michigan repeater. So maybe everything's working out well here. So any more check-ins here for the Newcomers and Elmers Net? This is KDWBZ. Please give me your call sign and your first name. If no one checks in, we're going to be getting ready to close it down with some final announcements, if any. Sorry, I can't seem to hear you there. Like I, you seem to be like tickling the repeater, but not getting your voice in to come through. Could you find a way of either boosting up your power or moving somewhere else, or is there anybody in his direction that can hear him? Please relay who's trying to check in. It's KDWBZ. Is that you, Ernie? K-E-A-E-E-E? Did anybody get who he is or what his call was? KDWBZ. Try one more time. I heard a little voice there the last time you called. I just couldn't get your call. It's KDWBZ for the Newcomers and Elmers Net. Just try one more time here. See if we can get you to come through here. Go right now. It's KDWBZ.
Darren, it's Chris, KC8U. Oh, I can never remember his call. He's just north of Astoria, KE8UE. Caught him on the input.
So it's KC8U. All right. Yeah. You just barely touching the repeater. Your voice ain't coming in, so you checked in here, though, as our 19th check-in. I'm glad you could make it. That's not too bad. All right, any more check-ins for the newcomers in Elmer's neck? Please come, please. Please come now, please.
I think Darren, Chris's call is UFC, KEAUE.
Copy the KC8UFC. All right, good deal. Well, since I haven't heard any more check-ins, I guess I'm going to be getting set here to close the net. Is there any announcements for the net before I shut it down as KD8WBZ?
KD8EDN.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, correction there on Chris's call sign. That's Kilo Charlie 8. Uniform Foxtrot Victor. Uniform Foxtrot Victor. KD8EDN.
Copy the correction there. Thank you very much. Got it written down, guys. I got KC8UFB. Thank you. No announcements for the end of the net here is KDWBZ. With that said, I'm going to be getting set to close the net. I want to thank everybody who has checked into this net. We've had 19 check-ins. Not a bad night. I want to thank my alternate net control, W8TER, Steve. Always good to have one around just in case my radio decides to go south for the winter. And trust me, it looks like it wants to. We would like to also thank and give credit to the Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana Radio Society. They're the idea of this net. You can visit them at www.ohkyin.org. They have a good net there, and that's where we got the idea, and it's an awesome idea. Remember, we meet every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. on the 147270 repeater. Now this net will be closed with, like I said earlier, 19 check-ins. We will return this repeater to normal amateur use. This is KD8WBZ signing off, and we'll be clear after I check out. We'll be returning this repeater to normal use. Good night, 73s to all.
KC8UFC. KC8UFC, this is W6LDS. You're coming in a little bit better. Still, you're in and out still a little bit, but I can understand what you said.
Hey, Chris, sorry about missing up your call. Sorry about that. KC8UFE, KE8UE. I always do. I doubled with you. Try it again, Chris.
Is that
8UE. Did you copy Chris's? You want to know if that repeater was still on the air, if that was only for yesterday?
Oh yeah, it's that repeater's on the air right now. Yes, and nice job, Darren, if you're listening. Okay, and if that was you trying to check in earlier, Chris, we got you now. I got you jotted down. KC8UFEW8TER.
Oh yeah, I first started with him.
That's a PL of 103.5. 444-5125.
I'm at a mid power on my ID 800 in FM. But I'll try it on my way back as I get closer and let you know where I'm coming.
Okay, very good, Chris. Thanks very much. WATER.
Had a double there.
I'll get on the repeater. I was listening to Chris on the input. Sorry. WATER, KE8UE. Question. That's it, checked out. Oh, he's over on the other one with Chris, I think. Okay. I'll listen for him when he comes back there, Darren. Good job. KD8WBZ, KE8UE.
Yeah, I messed up a few times. A little different, so, from this end. So, KD8WBZ, thanks for checking in, and thanks for helping out.
W6LDS, clear.
Who owns that other repeater they've been talking on, KD8QBH?
I thought it was BG's frequency, if I remember correctly, but I'm not sure. That's what I was asking, wanted to ask Steve about. I thought that was the BG440 frequency, which they put a fusion up on. KD8WBZ, KE8UE, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying thanks for coming on. Thanks for everybody coming on, Annette, backing me up. Sort of sound like an idiot, at least I felt like it, but it went smooth and it went quickly, so maybe I'll try to find another subject if I try to do this again. KD8WBZ, back to KUE.
Yeah, I'm listening for Steve. They might be over on that 440 frequency. I don't have it in this radio yet. I should get that programmed in. But anyhow, hey, how you doing for a house? Did you find one yet, or are you still looking?
KDTP.
Go ahead, breaking station.
KBAOTP, Dan. 444-5125 belongs to Zach. That's his D-star frequency over there at his house. He just borrowed his repeater. He just took his analog repeater and put that frequency in it temporarily for up there at the Maumee Police Department. So that's Zach's frequency. It's the Western Ohio Digital Radio Club or something like that. That's what that is. KDTP.
Okay, I didn't catch all of your, or your voice, that's why I said that. Okay, I forgot, that's what, but I thought, maybe, I'll have to find Phil on the BG repeater and ask him what that 440 is. It's kind of a different frequency too, like, something like that. Go ahead. Rod.
KD8QBH.
Got you in there. Yeah, Dan, that's just what it is. It's Zach's machine. Steve told me that yesterday. So it's Zach's frequency. It is coordinated. So, there you go. Go ahead there, Jim. I'm gonna jump out. KD8QBH.
Okay. First thing, hi, Rod. Ain't seen you for a while or talked to you. And Bowling Green is 443-5125. That's 443-5125. Copy.
Yeah,
Yep, I copy now. I knew it was familiar, but I had it all wrong. Thank you for the straight. Well, that's two mistakes I made tonight in less than a half hour. I better close up here on this end. Go ahead.
Well, you're doing fine, you know, and everybody's still learning. You know, you're never smart enough. You always got to learn.
Yep. So, anyhow, Darren, back to you on my original question. How are you doing on that?
Well, we put an offer in about, a week and a half ago in a house in Perrysburg, but we might have slightly lowballed them a little bit further than they liked, so instead of getting a counteroffer, we didn't even get a reply, really. In fact, they're not even going to counter or accept, so it's one of those deals. So we were sort of like, whoops. But they had the house up for quite a chunk of time, so we sat and waited for a while before we made our move on it. So I don't know. Right now we're sort of on a change of pace or turn around, and we'll see what happens in a few weeks. It's KD8WBZ back to KE8UE.
Okay, well, my wife just the other day saw some sort of posting that there's 149 or 69 homes up for sale in the White House area. I'm surprised we had that many up for sale. So I was just asking. I haven't seen anything that would help you out as far as being an amateur right at the moment. So if I do, I'll let you know too. I'm always kind of looking, but I have not seen. Jim, go ahead. I think it's Jim, KE8UE here.
Yeah, Dan, KD8QBH, Jim in Oregon. Yeah, that's what was throwing me when Steve sent the email out about the 444-5125, and I looked through everything, and I couldn't find that frequency, and all I could find was the Bowling Green number, so that's what I was kind of confused about, too. I didn't know it was Zach's, you know, and when Steve said it was at the police station, then it really threw me. I was trying to figure out, now who's got that there, or is that something that they have set in there? So I don't know, but now we all know.
Well, that's really good, because I'm not sure how Zach's got it, if he's got it in automatic mode in both sides, or whether he's just got it in transmit analog output. TMRA, we've got ours in automatic mode both ways. Seems to be working out right at the moment, but I'm not sure how Zach put his, if he did his the same or not. But I know his is a fusion, and so I have to put that in my radio, too. 443. I haven't talked to Phil for a while. I haven't had that radio on. Of course, I've been busy from the 1st of November to the new year. I'm really busy between some of the stuff on the club activities. Plus, I'm in the train club, and we are running trains at the Lights Before Christmas and at the Manor House. So I'm really kind of on the busy side myself. So, yeah. Well, anyhow, go ahead, Darren. KD8WBZ, KE8UE.
We're still trying to stay in the Anthony Wayne area, but we know those houses, but a lot of them are just outpriced, way outpriced. There's so much. Either they're really outpriced or they're really small and not in too good shape. So it's like either 50-50. Either they're way up like $200,000 to $300,000 range, or they're to the point where you're sort of scared that you're going to be putting about that much money in to get the house back up in order. So we
put that offer in Perrysburg, bro. But like I said, they didn't reply, and I think they're also doing a little work to it, so we may have to put a little bit of a higher offer in, so who knows, we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll find something here in the process, in the meantime, and stay in the Anthony Wayne area. So, with that said, that's all, you know, that's all I can do for now, right now. This is KDWBZ back to KE8UE.
Very good. Very good on that. Yeah, I'll keep my eye out. Boy, it's too bad. Well, good for me, maybe bad for you, or bad for both of us. Last spring, the house down, two doors down was up. I forget what it sold for. I think it was in the vicinity of 150 to 170. But it was on a 95 by 250, same lot size as mine, if you've ever been by my house. And but we might have had to find a sked when we could both be on the air, or I'm on the air, you're not, or you're on the air and I'm not, one or the other. But that would have been kind of interesting. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, that it would. That it would. Yeah, I'm kind of lucky out here in Oregon where I'm at. All the lots here on the north side of Star Avenue are all acre lots, you know. And I've got a ditch that runs along the western side of me, my lot line, and it splits it. And then it used to go out back through the field. Well, they put a subdivision in, and they recut the ditch, and it goes right behind the back of my lot, my acre, which puts the subdivision on one side of the ditch and my fence line on this side of the ditch. Works out pretty good, if you know what I mean. And then it goes down about five houses and then cuts back to the north and then back to the east and hooks up to the original ditch. But, yeah, I got all kinds of room to stretch things here. Makes it real good and easy to work with. Are they going to, by chance, I heard something one time about moving one of the repeaters to back downtown. Is that in the works? Since I've been laid up with this leg in it, I ain't been to a meeting in a long time.
Okay. Yeah, first of all, I turn it over to Darren, and then he can turn it back to me. Well, one thing we could have worked out, Darren, is you could have come down for a couple hours and talked on the radio, and then I could have had the rest of the time. Hi, hi. Go ahead, Darren.
Yeah, that would be great, except my wife would be complaining about me not being home, and she'd probably kill me, so that probably wouldn't happen. And then we probably would have a band plan if I would have, we almost got one of the condos, and I probably would have had something like what Rob has, all his antennas in the attic. But yeah, if we would have had like a band plan to determine which way or what times we're allowed and what bands, you know, just so we wouldn't jump all over each other. But that would have been interesting. I hate to cut it short, fellas, but I got to go to bed here. I got to wake up. So it was great talking to you. Thanks for letting me host the net. And I'll be talking to you all next week. This is KDWBZ back to KE8UE.
Yeah, okay, Darren. Yeah, I know you like to get out of here so you can hit the rack there. So, yeah, we got to work it out there, I'm sure. So, 7-3s, have a good day. Don't work hard next week, and keep that Social Security money coming in. I could use all that you make, you know. And someday you'll get paid back that way. So, 73s. Jim, we're discussing on getting the 2-meter repeater. The primary is still going to be at the University of Toledo, but we have been kind of talking. talking and discussing about maybe getting the 2 meter back up downtown as our standby. We have not made anything, you know, solid concrete. We've just been discussing it. It was that way at the beginning, but we kind of robbed parts for the 2 meter D star and the 440 D star from those two units down there, and we need to see what we can do in getting them back in line so that we have a standby unit in a different area. As a secondary device. Go ahead, KE8UE.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering, because for me to use an HT, I got to clear out back, for line of sight with the trees in it or up here around the house to hit either one of them. So that's why I was wondering. I heard it one time, and then I didn't, so that's why I thought I'd ask you. But, yeah, that'd be good business if we get one or... get one of them back here and, and then hook them together one way or another to talk to the other, 2 meter that's over at the Parks Towers, hook them in together. But, but whatever they want to do is fine. I just was hoping that they'd move one back downtown here.
Yeah, it kind of makes you a little bit... on the fringe there with an HT, that's for sure. So, but we're discussing. There's several options that we could go, but we have nothing concrete. So we won't have anything. Well, we're not going to work on anything outside until next spring, anyhow. So hopefully everything stays together. We've improved the 440 and we improved, I think, the 2 meters. So we need to concentrate on a couple of the other ones now and getting them up and running and in a lot better shape. It just takes time, and this is a hobby and not a business. and we do have families, and families come first. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. I know all that. But it was just a thought, and I just thought I'd ask it. But other than that, what else was there? There was something else I was going to ask you, and I can't remember what it was now. But, oh, well. I'll remember, and then I'll write it down. That way I won't forget it. So... All right, Dan, I'm going to let you go for tonight. Everybody else out there, have a good night. 73s to everybody, and I'm going to go call it quits also. I got to get this leg put up. It's swelling pretty bad. KDAQBH will be clear. Have a good night, everybody.
Okay, 73s, have a good evening. KBAQBH, KE8UE.
Hey, Jim, before you go.
Hey, my little buddy. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Doing real good. Talked to my buddy. He says he does have an extra 220. So I'm not sure if you're still interested or even if you were. But just to let you know, he's got an extra.
Okay. Shoot me an email because I cannot find yours. So I give you mine, and I'm sure you wrote it down. So shoot me an email. That way I'll have yours then. Okay.
Okay, I'm on QRZ. You can look it up on QRZ. I'm gonna look right now. I know you give it to me. Before you take off, let me make sure I've got it here.
How's your vacation going so far? Hi, KE8UE.
There was a double. I think Jim and Mike just doubled up. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm just saying I'm here if you guys want to do your thing. But hi, Jim. Name's here Mike. November 8, Yankee All Tackle. Yeah, I got an extra 220. But however you guys wanted to work it out, I guess I shouldn't meddle. But yeah. Go ahead. I know you're in there, Dan. I acknowledge you. But yeah, go ahead, Tony.
Well, since you're here, why don't you guys just exchange emails? And it cuts the middleman out, because he takes a cut.
Yeah, right. You already owe me enough money. Hi, joke. Yeah, Jim. Yeah, I got an ICOM 37A. Working good. You want to shoot me an email? It's pretty simple. My call sign, November 8, Yankee Alpha Echo.
Yeah, go for it, Tony. W-A.
Oh, hold on. Man. No, I'm sorry about that. The other radio was going off, Jim. November 8, Yankee Alpha Echo at ARRL.net.
Okay, good copy on that. I had my paper and my pencil right here, so I got it all written down. All right, real good. Yeah, I'll send you an email, and that way you'll have mine, and then you can, that, and I'll give you my cell number also, and you can shoot that over to Tony then, too. I give all of it to him before, but, you know, once you retire, you start losing your mind, because you ain't got nothing to do anymore.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. Tony's getting that way now. He's forgetful about stuff. But that happens. You know, you got an overbearing wife that wants you to go shopping with her and all of that. And grandchild running around the place. You know how that is, don't you? I'm picking on you, Tony. But yeah, shoot me an email there, Jim. We'll work out something. I'm over here in Wallbridge. I'm not too far from Tony, so if you're interested in the radio for the price, I'll get it to Tony, and Tony can get it to you, or however it works out.
Well, I'm just over here in Oregon, so you're both not far from me, really. But, yeah, I'll get an email out and see if we can get figured out then and go from there. All right. Other than that, I think that's it for me. I got to get this leg up, like I said. So, have a good night, gentlemen. We will talk soon, KDA-QBH.
All right, have a good night. Get you set up. You can go over on 220 with us, and then we'll, you'll have a fun, we'll have a nice little group over on 220. Sit back and chit-chat, and informal conversations, whatever. So with that, I'll wait for your email and then get everything set up and we'll give you a call. So with that, have a great night. Rest that leg. I'm not quite sure what you did to it, but have a good one. This is NAYAE and I'll be clear. QSY. I forgot to say 73s myself. 73. N-A-Y-E.
73's Jim. K-E-8-U-E, clear. they call me, K-E-8-U-E.
Hello, Dan. K-E-8-U-E, K-E-U-U. I'm on the phone right now, and I'll get...
I only copied part of that there, Reed. You were in and out of the machine.
Yeah, I know it's my collect on the tower end, and I'm gonna get that fixed, but
okay. Well, anyhow, that's what I found. You're a little light in the machine. That's all I can say.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Reed. 7-3s. Have a good one. KD8UOU. KE8UE, clerk, QSY.
Check.
KDZCB, I believe it was. This is KDUU. Not unclear.
You're loud and clear, Reg. KDBWU. Reed, you're staticky, man.
Thank you, Doug, for the comeback. KDAWCB, clear.
No problem with that. KD8UOU, KD8VWU. I don't know if you're on your portable or what, man, but you're not very readable.